This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue our study of Mark, what did Jesus mean in Mark 8:15? Be careful, watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. In checking the context, we find Jesus in a boat with his disciples after he fed 4,000 people, followed by a discussion with the Pharisees. When Jesus warned them about the yeast of the Pharisees, his disciples thought he was implying they were remiss in not bringing some bread along for their trip. Jesus almost seems frustrated with them. They obviously didn't get the point. They were focused on the physical. He was concerned about the spiritual. With a few probing questions, he exposed their inability to go deeper spiritually. Finally, he asked, "When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. Then he asked the same about the 4,000 who had been fed. When they answered, he concluded, "Do you still not understand?" As I read this, my response was, "No, it doesn't seem like they understood." Then I asked myself, "Do I understand his warning, referring to the yeast of the Pharisees?" At first I thought, "Not really." Then I remembered an important principle in Bible study. The Bible is its own best interpreter. Checking cross-references, I noted in Luke 12:1, Jesus said, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." I need to watch out for hypocrisy. When the Pharisees asked for a sign, they acted hypocritically. They had an ulterior motive. They didn't want facts to believe in. They wanted to criticize. So be careful. Watch for ulterior motives. God blesses honesty, and he judges hypocrisy.